Hello?
Hey, Gary, John over at Local Splasher. How's it going?
Oh, all right. Good time.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, you called me at work the other day, and that was bad. I work alone, and I had no time. I'm a chef also, so I was cooking for 110 people by myself, and there's no way I could take care of
it. No, you're good, man. You're good.
That's why I said Tuesday was the day.
Yes, sir. Always
Anyhow, yeah,
time, Hey, I didn't know you're a chef.
The only question I had about was that...
I'm sorry.
What?
I love that. I said, you didn't tell me you were a chef as well, man. Come on now.
I've been doing that most of my life.
What kind of food are you cooking?
It's for an assisted living place. It's not the greatest of food, but it's mediocre. And they eat at like four different... maybe. I'm sure. I've been doing it for a long time. Anyhow, I spoke to my wife. We're on the page with it. The only thing is, I remember once before now, I almost got started with this before with another company, but they were allowing me to pay them a check instead of deducting it from my account. Is there any, you sure there's nothing I could do that way?
I'm going to talk while I have you on the phone here. Let me reach out to my boss and see if that's a possibility. I just don't want to promise you something you can't do, okay? So give me just one second. All right. Just sent that out. Let me see if that's something we can do, but make a special exception. I don't think so.
Right. Well, if we do this, what is the next procedure besides, what would the next thing be to do?
All right, Gary. So the next thing is what we do is we'll build you what we call as our, Google business profile. Okay. So I set every little thing up here, making sure you have the business name is correct, the address is all right, the phone number you want to provide, so that way the customers can directly talk to you. Because remember, we don't touch any of your customers, okay?
Right.
And then what I'll do is set up a tech call. It's a client interview, we call it. You don't have to even be in front of your computer, okay, Gary? You ask for an hour window, does not mean it takes a whole full hour, okay? It just means that they want to call you within that hour to go over everything and make your account login and password so you can see live where the customers are calling from, keywords, all that good stuff. So we'll also secure that day to go ahead and move that forward. And that's pretty much it. We'll just go ahead and do a voice verification today, which means that it's an added form of protection for you, okay, Gary? Everything we see on the phone is recorded. We want to make sure to let you know if there's anything that we say that we don't do. I mean, it's no contract, man. So we want to make sure we adhere to these things, okay?
Well, that recording's on your side. I'm not recording anything, so it means nothing to me. That's all you. That recording is all on your side, not on my side. I'm not recording this conversation. So anything you say, I'd have to write down.
Okay, that's perfectly
important.
Fine. Yeah. It's important, I want to make sure we give you the invoice. We'll send you the information through text and through email.
Right.
Yeah,
I need the information. I need it tangible.
Yes, tangible
information. Yeah.
Perfect. We're on the same page.
The recording.
So I reached out to my boss over here to see if we can make a special exception on as far as, doing a check. But unfortunately, we cannot do any checks on there. What we can do is, for one, I can send you the information to go ahead and put your card information or a checking account, whatever, so I don't see it. We don't see it as a company. And once you put that through, then you can hit pay on your end, on your side. So if that makes you a little more comfortable on your end, Gary, then we can do that.
So you're going to use my checking, my card, my bank card?
Correct. Yes, sir. You can do either or through anything through electronic on there. We just can't do the check on there. I do apologize, man.
What about the first 3 months in a check, and then the rest we can do to see if it's legitimate? Because I did this once before, and it wasn't legitimate. That's why I'm so scared to do it again. Somebody was scamming me. Yes, yeah, so I'm gun shy.
I like to do it,
but I'm gun shy because I was taken advantage of, and I got nothing back from them. And that was a few years ago.
Let me ask you, if you don't mind me asking, who were you working with?
I don't remember. It was a few years ago. I couldn't remember the name of the company. But they promised me I was going to get work. They took my card. They kept on billing. They kept on extracting money. And then the only way to stop them from doing that for me is I'd have to stop my account. And then I have to get another account. It's a pain in the neck to lose your account and then start another account.
Oh, yeah. No, I get that.
Yeah, that's why I'm gun shy on it.
No. The good news is
so if I know it's legit and I see things happening, then after a few months, you got it. I see you're legit. You can use my card. I fully trust you.
So, Gary, I'm telling you right now, I've worked with plenty of business owners, plenty of companies, myself, through Local Splash. I'm going to do this. I'm going to send you a text message right now so you can see through Google what Google says about us, not through us. Is that okay with you?
Well, I saw that Splash is a legitimate company that's on Google. I saw that.
Okay.
So you don't have to, so I don't need to see that. I don't know. How do I know you're a member of that particular company on Google? How do I know that you're not just, I'm forever getting, every day I get some kind of foreigner. You're not foreign, thank God.
No, yeah. I know you're from California.
I know you're from California, but the thing you said about living in Poughkeepsie kind of throws me really off. You used to live in Poughkeepsie?
Yeah, I grew up in Poughkeepsie. My father owns a chain of martial art businesses throughout the U.S. So is martial art. I don't know if you've even heard of it, but very well known back in the day and everything. So that's why I said, hey, I'm very familiar with that area, just because I used to live there, and then I moved to California. So I've been all around as a kid, moving around with my father, helping out, training martial art businesses, and also training to the military. So you already know, military, it's just you're moving around everywhere, man.
Okay.
That's just a little.
All right, well, anyhow, again, with the Splash thing, I see it's a legitimate company that does advertising. They don't really give the specifics about what they advertise for, but I see you probably do different kind of advertising for different company and different things.
Right. So here, I'm going to make sure I go over everything with you one more time just to make sure everything is, transparent. You have a full idea of all that we're going to do for you. Okay. So very first thing is, obviously, we get you up on that first page of Google. That's what we expertise in, right? Because we're a premier Google channel partner, we make sure whenever a customer is within the vicinity that you want to reach out to, and they're typing in keywords or phrases, you will pop up on that first page, regardless if they even know your business name or not. So that's the beauty behind that. Customers will talk directly to you, not through a third party, not through no middleman. There's no pay-per-lead, pay-per-call, click, or job. It's a flat rate month-to-month for you and a discounted rate, actually, at $249 a month. There is no additional charge, not even a dollar more. Okay.
Right.
Usually there is startup fees and everything like that, but we waive that completely off for you, Gary. I keep to my word on things. I remember last time we spoke. Okay. So it's only $249 a month. That's it. Now, also, we get you up to 60 different directories that you'll get to own. So Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Chambers Commerce. I'm just naming a few off the top of my head. Okay. Yellow Pages, White Pages. I mean, you name it. Your brand awareness is going to really be on point. And this is not something let's put it this way. We've been around for so long. It's been 17 years. We're coming up on 18 years now. We have a better business bureau of an A+ that we maintain. Okay. So we take a lot of pride in helping our family here at Local Splash. All right, Gary. So that's why I can say, listen, man, trust me on this one. We are Local Splash. I know that you looked us up and everything. You see that we're a legitimate company and you've been hurt before. I get it. But I'm telling you, all I need is 1% of your trust. Let me earn the rest of the 99%. Okay, so we go ahead and get you up on the Google. We'll let you track it all. We'll build you a client dashboard, which is our fully customizable tracking system. You'll be able to see exactly where the customers are calling from, what keywords are working for you, everything. As far as website, that was one thing I didn't want to make sure. Do you have a current website? No, right?
No.
And that's something that we'll go ahead and build for you completely on the house. No additional costs for that. It won't be a rinky-dinky one either, okay? Our techs work magic. So when we set up a tech call, I'll even introduce you to those technicians because you will be talking with them a lot. All right. And you can let them know what pictures you want to add there, what testimonials you want to add. If you want to add video, things like that, they'll go ahead and do that for you. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we got the website, all this. We'll even run a Facebook business page for you with Facebook ads. Now, this is going to help really broaden your clientele. So I highly suggest to keep this up there because if you don't use Facebook, your customers do. I'm telling you, it is the number one hottest thing right now. Okay, so this is all included for you already. It's not something that I'm trying to upsell you on or anything like that. Okay?
Well, if that's the case, well, I mean, I could do Facebook myself without you, though, if I had to.
Sure, you can do Facebook without us, and the great news is, you know, that's something you can do, right? But the other thing is, like I talk to many business owners, it's so much of a headache to go ahead and put pictures up there, run promotions. Mm-hmm. We do this for you. The number one thing, again, we don't do is talk to your customers. So by all means, man, we're not taking over your Facebook stuff. No, we're just going to help you manage it. So if you need to put pictures
fair
up,
enough.
We got you.
Yeah,
okay.
Fair enough. You know, I was just thinking, with the bank, can I tell my bank in some way or fashion that Splash is only going to deduct $249 a month?
Correct. Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
So if that's the case, then I have no problems with that.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
and
I have no problems with that. I just didn't want to clear out my account, you know.
Oh God, no, 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 no. And I'll put it this way, Gary. When we do the payment today, I'll stay on the phone with you so you can have your invoice in your hand. Make sure you see it all as well too. That way you feel comfortable as well. Okay, Gary? I will walk you through this one step at a time. You have my word. Okay?
The only thing is my bank's not open now. How can I notify them that, I need to notify them that you're not going to deduct more than $249 tonight from my account. They're not around. So you need to put a flag on.
Yes. So I know this is not from Local Splash on this one, so I'm going to give you a thing or two on this one. Through your bank, if the transaction's after a certain amount of time, you can still debate it. Even if it's a dollar more, I'm telling you right now, if it's a dollar more than $249, then by all means, man, I hope God hits me in with a lightning bolt. Like, I'm telling you, this is not going to go any further than that. But if it does, you can still call your bank to go ahead and make sure to hold the transaction and fight it. I'm 100% positive on that myself because I've been through it hurt in the past myself. Unfortunately, you know, family and friends have had some cameras in the past as well too, man. So I understand you're skeptic about it and you're been hurt, but I'm telling you right now, this is not us. Our key thing is to help your business, not to hurt it. Okay. All right.
I know that's what the other people said too, but that's okay.
I hope you hear that sincerity in my voice, man. I'm not here to play games with you. We're the real deal. I really, really are. Okay. So Gary, let's do this. Let's set up a time for our text and also to go over everything for us building you the website. So I want to make sure they move quickly on things. Okay. So let's take a look. What's your schedule look like this week? To go ahead, and the sooner the better for you, okay?
Right.
What's your schedule look like?
It either have to be, you know, at this time, any day of the week, or Friday might have some time during the day, if you want. But,
you said later
Friday,
time works?
Well, this time, any day is good, but if you can't do it this time, any day, then it would have to be on a Friday if you want it earlier.
Got it. So the earliest or the latest time we can schedule a tech call would be at 6 o'clock your time.
Okay, that's good work.
Okay, so we'll
Although
set
not
that up.
Lisa, not tomorrow. We're going to be going straight out tomorrow.
Okay.
Thursday.
Thursday.
6 is okay. Yeah.
Thursday, 6 o'clock. I got you. Give me one second. I'm going to go ahead and set that up right now. And is this the best number to reach you, Gary?
Yep.
Okay. I'll make sure of that.
Let me have your name and number again.
Yes, sir. So, again, my name is John, J-O-N. Last name is spelled S-E-O, pronounced as so. My phone number is 8. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay. 877-635-6225. My extension is 3736.
3736.
Yes, sir. And when I send this Google invite to you, you're going to have that phone number on the very bottom of every email with my extension on there just in case it for you, okay?
All right.
All right. And so I'm sending it right now to you. Now, remember, it's running off of California time, so it's 3 hours behind, okay?
Right.
All right. Just sent it to you.
Yeah. I won't be able to look at it while I'm on the phone. I don't know how to go back and forth, so I'll just hear it come in.
Did you want to put me on speakerphone?
No, not necessarily.
Okay, because this is a big thing. I want to make sure that once you hit yes on there, it shows our technicians that you're committed for them, and they're going to hit yes on their end to show that they're committed
to
you.
Maybe my wife can show me how to do it. Hold on.
Okay.
Speakerphone. Okay, he needs me to check something on my message?
Email.
On my email.
Then you got to open your email.
Well, can I open it through here?
Is it on there?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
How do I do that?
Well, to there, go to home. He's still there, right? Are you still
I'm
there?
Here.
Okay. Back over to your email like you normally do. We're not better.
Nice to meet you, by the way.
Well, I'm better than him, but neither one of us is really good. Now go into your email.
Okay.
Oh, here it is, email.
All right, that's my invite. So should I...
Is that it? Welcome to Splash?
Yeah.
That's us. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
All right, so I have to just local Splash, Gary, hit yes?
Correct. Yes, sir.
All right. How do I go backwards if I want to get out of this? It doesn't matter. If I'm on speaker, I can just leave it on here.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
you have a different phone than me, so.
All right. John, go ahead.
There it goes. I got it. Okay, so now when you see latest by tomorrow, you'll see them hit yes on their end. You'll receive an email saying that they accepted as well. That way they can talk to you on Thursday to get this thing whole started. Now, I want to make sure, though, since we're making payment today, getting everything going, I want to make sure that they are starting on this right away. So I'm going to go over just a few things really quick with you as far as your hours of operations, how you want to be called or contacted through your customers, so that way they can go ahead and start working on it. They're not starting from scratch when they talk to you. Okay, Gary? So very first thing is, let's go over the real magic here, the services that you offer that you want to be found for. Let's start with that first, okay? Now, I know you already have a few things in mind, but if you have a few more that later down the road you want to add, there's no additional charges. You just let us know. We can't read anybody's mind, so just let us know so that way we can go ahead and add that as well too, okay? But let's start off with the bare essentials here, okay? I know like painting as well, right?
Right, painting, interior, exterior.
Okay, hold on. Interior and exterior, okay.
Pressure washing.
Okay, pressure washing. Okay.
Kitchen cabinets sprayed. Spray painting or sprayed.
Spray painting you mentioned?
Yeah, spray painting, like kitchen cabinets.
Okay,
It's one of the things I look forward to because I make the most money with that. And then maybe decks. Some guys don't do decks, so I guess deck staining.
All right, I'll put deck, and then I'm going to keep it separate as deck staining, okay?
Yep.
All right. All right, so I'm going to leave it with that for right now then, and I'm going to put, please advise, customer may want to add more. So that way, when you do talk to our techs, if in case you forgot anything, you want to add something in there, they'll bring it up so you can add it for you, okay?
Yeah.
All right. And the phone number you want the customers to contact, is this the same phone number, the 4641?
Yes, 607 area code, yeah.
Yep. Now, do you want them to text and email or just to give you a call only?
Oh, a call would be nicer.
Okay. All right. I'll just put to give you a call only, okay? If you ever want to change that, just let us know. All right?
Yep. I'm always, the phone's always working.
Oh, yeah, okay, perfect. And Gary, as far as your hours of operations, what do you want to be seen on Google for? Like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
7 days a week. 7 days.
7 days. All right.
Yeah, any time of the day. Doesn't matter.
You sure? I'll put 24/7. I got you.
Yep. You have 24/7.
All right. Sounds good. I want to make sure it's here. How do you accept payment from your customers? Do you do PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, check?
You know, check and cash. I haven't gotten involved with the other stuff, to be honest with you. Maybe someday down the line, but.
Got it. That's okay. In the future, just to give you a heads up, if you ever use Zelle or heard of Zelle, they don't do any taxes on that right now. And I don't work for Zelle, okay? So I'm just giving you a little hint here for business stuff. So that way they don't tax on top of taxes. So it's something that goes straight from one account to the other account for you and your future and the customers, okay?
What's it called? Z-E-L-L?
Z-E-L-L-E, but it's pronounced Zelle.
Z as in zebra?
Z as in zebra. E as in Edward. Yep. L-L.
L-E.
L-L-E, yep.
Okay, payment. I'll look into it.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so I'm going to make sure. And Gary, on the card that we'll be using today, is it have a middle initial or is it just a first and last name?
Well, let me get a hold on, please.
Okay, you're sure.
Just no middle initial.
Okay.
It's got my business name and my personal name on it.
Okay. Hang on to that. We're not taking payment at this current moment. I want to make sure we have all the things sent to our technicians first, okay? That's the most important part. Now, far as how your distance that you want to travel for your customers, how far out of the distance do you want to go? As far as mileage, do you want to keep it real local? Do you want to go far out?
I can do it further out this time of the year, and then in the summer I can do it closer to my house, correct?
Correct, yes, sir.
So I would say probably, I don't know what 30 miles is, but it sounds pretty far to me. I would say 30-mile radius.
Okay.
You know, perfect. Again, though, we'll look at all the towns that are in that 30-mile radius. You said we could do that. And
yes,
then
sir.
Just go into those towns, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's perfectly fine. Again,
so,
we're very flexible. We just can't read your mind, okay? So whenever
When do I need to get the towns ready for you? Because I can look on a map and write them all down for you.
Okay. Actually, if you can have it by Thursday when you talk to our technicians, let them know, then that will be perfect. If not, if it's too soon for you, just give us a call or email, either or. That way they can go ahead and make those changes for you right away, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I'm
going to put in parentheses here for our text as a message for them to let them know you may have some extra towns or zip codes to go in and add, okay?
Okay.
All right. There we go. Later. Town. Okay. It looks like I have everything here. Now, as far as the Facebook page that you have, now, I just want to make sure I clarify. Do you have a Facebook business page at the current moment? Or is it just personal?
No, my wife has one. I don't even have personal. My wife has one.
Your wife does. Okay, so all we're going to need as a requirement, this doesn't mean that we need to look at it or anything like that. It's just as a requirement, we need to have a Facebook personal page in order to make the business page, okay? So make sure to have that at hand when you're talking with the technicians to go ahead and do that, okay? You just need the URL, nothing else. Okay.
So are you saying I just need to get a Facebook personal page?
Correct. Yes, sir.
Is that, I guess, something my wife can do? Is that hard to do?
Yeah. Not at all. Seriously, it's really not.
All right. I'll have her do that.
Okay.
Remember, I'm pushing 70.
Hey, I didn't even understand. Okay, so I'm not trying to kiss any type of booty or anything, okay? But I did not expect 70. So that's awesome.
Pushing.
All
I'm pushing. It's in the back. It's coming up.
It's coming up. All right. All right.
Well, another year and a half.
That's awesome, though, man. Hey, you sound young at heart. No joke. Okay, I would not.
No, I am young.
Okay.
I'm young at heart. Somebody told me that last night when I was cooking. Yeah, they said, the 20-year-old girl that works with me, she goes, because I told them I was going to quit last night and until I find another chef. But they said, your fan club, this girl that's my fan club, is going to be very disappointed. And I said, well, she's 20 years old. I said, I've worked with a lot of 20-year-old people. So that's, I can relate to them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. All right, Gary. You cracked me up, man. All right, don't worry, man. Well, see, there you go. See, you're connecting with all these people, regardless of the age here, and you're making things happen. So this is how I know you're doing too well. I love it. All right. So I'm going to make sure I give a reminder to our technicians over here so that way they can meet you up on that day. Give me a second here. I got that sent. Okay. And for the billing to the card that we'll be using today, Gary, I want to make sure, is it the same that we have on file for the business on here, or is it a different address there?
Wait, you don't have anything yet.
I believe I do. So 123 Main Street, is that right?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant something. Yeah, 123 Main Street. Same
okay.
as...
okay.
I thought you were talking about something else.
Okay. No. All right. And then I want to make sure, is it North Main Street or is it just Main Street? I'm sorry, I messed that up.
Just Main Street.
Okay, all right, perfect. And what we'll do, all right, and then also you said that business name is on the card as well?
Correct.
Okay, Home Solutions Painting and Cleaning, correct?
Well, it just says Home Solutions Painting and doesn't say clean. They couldn't fit it on here, so they just put Home Solutions Painting AN. So I guess they couldn't.
Huh.
Yeah, AN.
Okay.
Yeah, really weird.
Right, yeah. Okay, that's all right.
Yeah.
And then what kind of payment method is it? Master, Visa, American Express? Visa, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm ready for the card number whenever you are, Gary.
4355
okay.
8500 2156-8523.
Awesome. And the expiration date?
3/23.
All right.
0323.
Perfect. And there should be a security code as well?
607 on
all
the
right.
back.
You got it. Yes, sir. So I'm not charging anything yet. I want to make sure that we have a security question set up for you. Okay, Gary? So I don't care if a customer call or someone calls in saying their name is John, okay, and they're calling from local Splash. You ask, don't even give them hints. You say, what's my security question? And if they answer it right, what's my answer to it? If they don't have any of these answers, you hang up the phone right away. Can you make that promise to me, Gary? I don't want to make sure you're falling for any scammers out there, okay? I know you've been hurt, so that's why I'm setting this up for you, okay? So we have three random questions here. First one, you get to choose, okay? Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
First pet.
Okay. Now, I'm not going to be able to see the answer as I'm typing it in, so you're going to have to spell it off for me twice, okay?
I'm going to have to what? Spell it?
You got it, yeah. What would that answer be?
Well, the answer is Blackie.
Okay. And how would you spell it?
B-L-A-C-K-E-Y.
All right, perfect. Let me make sure I was right. Okay, so again, no matter what, always don't even give them hints of saying, what's my first pet's name? I want you to say, what's my security question, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. So that's always going to be there. It's never going to change, okay?
So are they going to tell me what the answer is?
Both. Blackie? Yeah, they need to tell you both. You got it. Yes, sir. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to make sure that's all taken care of for you. Give me one moment. Okay, Gary. So I want to make sure I have here. We're going to go over the voice verification process. It's part of our rules here at Local Splash because we want to add a form of protection for you. I know you said it doesn't matter as far as recording and stuff. I'm going to make sure we still do this on our end over here for you, okay? So anytime we ask questions, just try to answer as clear as possible. Anytime you have a question for me, please stop me in my tracks and ask me. I'll be more than happy to answer for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, Gary. So I'm going to start right now, okay? So
yeah.
Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Home Solutions Painting.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Gary Heimbauer, owner, operator.
Great. Thank you, Gary. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Say that again.
You are authorized to enter in this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
All right. And you are authorized user on the billing of the account as well, correct?
Correct.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Now, I'm going to stop right there, Gary. That's why we set up that security question to make sure that if you get any type of those type of calls, you have the security thing set for you, okay? So I want to make sure you're all taken care of on that, man. All right? I don't want to mess around. So I'm going to go ahead and continue here, okay? Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. So your payment – oh, sorry. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
You can repeat that. Do I agree to what?
So this is pretty much talking about when our techs give you a call on Thursday, anything that you need to go ahead and, give promotions or change keywords, let them know so that way they can make that happen. So that's what this is talking about, okay?
Okay, got it.
All right, that's fine. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and ask that question one more time, okay? In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, in the same day of November 15th, in the non-refundable amount of $249. This will be recurring payment. So when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 15th of every month of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time, okay, by contacting client support. To prevent charges from your next month of service, all you need to do is contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So I'm going to do a triple check right now just to make sure that we have everything set for you, okay, Gary? So give me 1 second here. Here. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and process payment of $249, okay?
Right.
All right, here we go. And you're going to receive an email with an invoice with everything we talked about and a text message. So I'm going to wait for this text message to come to your cell phone with you, okay?
Got it.
All right, and I'm still on speakerphone?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Go ahead and pop that. Either you want to do email or you can do the text message. I think text message might come better for you.
No, you can do email.
Okay. Open your email for me, and it should be under invoice. Do you see that?
Dear Gary, thank you for choosing your access your dashboard phone number. I see the $249, yeah, the bill.
Perfect. In there should be a spot where it says click here to sign terms and conditions or terms of experience. Do you see that anywhere?
else? No, I don't see that. Let me see. Oh, I see. Now, is this the same one? Let's see. It's welcome to local splash. And then it says access your dashboard. Below that is your phone number, support, local splash, scheduling appointments, chat on. And that's all I see. Maybe you sent me another one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's easier to go through your text message because it'll say click right there to go from there.
All right, here it. Okay, wait. Oh, I'm sorry.
You're okay.
Okay, so I'm back to where I had the invoice, profile, subscription, with the amount.
Perfect. So at least you know that there's not a dollar more coming out, buddy. Okay, as I promised. Now I want to make sure that there's one last little part that you have to sign there for the terms of experience or say terms and conditions. That's the last
part
you need
to do.
That's
not on here.
Okay.
That's not on here. So, and the bottom is authorizations. And that just has the date and the transaction ID, it looks like. Approved, 249 Visa.
Okay.
Credit card ending in 58523. No, there's nothing. No.
Okay.
Don't have.
Let's do it this way then. So Gary, on your phone, did you get a text message?
No, I didn't look for that. Do you want me to look for text?
Yeah, let's see if that'll be the easiest way for you.
All right, hold on.
Okay.
Okay. I got the text. Local Splash welcomes. If you have any questions, please feel free to call. And that's all it says.
And does it say click here to sign for terms and conditions, nothing like that?
No.
Huh.
No. Hold on, maybe there's another one. No, that's my text. I only have one, and that's... There's a guy that also reports spam and contact. Texting with locals. No, it's just the only text I got from you was local splash, welcome. If you have any questions, please feel free to call us at your number Monday through Friday, 7 to 4, or email support local splash.
Okay.
That's it.
Then that's okay, Gary. I'll make sure our technicians jump on one last part for you to get everything running, and it's not a biggie. Okay. I don't want you to lose your hair over it, man. Seriously, it's not a big deal. I just want to at least stay on the phone with you to make sure that you feel confident that, hey, listen, there's not a dollar more that came out of your account on there, okay? So I wanted to make sure to walk you through this and let you know that I keep to my word. And, you know, we got you. Okay, Gary?
Yep.
All right. So, Gary, I said this before. I'm going to tell you right now, welcome to the Local Splashes family over here, okay? I know we're going to take care of you. Our techs are going to give you a call on Thursday from an 877 number at 6 o'clock your time. So just make sure your phone is available, and that way we can go ahead and get this up and running for you, okay?
All right.
All right, Gary. And I'll tell you what, it's a pleasure getting to
know
you as well, too.
I'm kind of eating while I'm talking to you. That's why my voice is fine.
Hey, listen. No, you're fine, man. We're all set over here. It's a pleasure talking with you, Gary. Thank you for giving me a shot here to really prove this to you, man. You enjoy your dinner. I'll talk to you guys later, okay?
All right. Talk to you on Thursday or somebody.
All right.
All right.
I'll try
have
to call
night.
With them. Okay. Good night.
Great. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye. All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.